MTD News, I'm Joe Miller. Here's a look at what's happening. Well, just a week left in the legislative session, New Mexico doctors making their voices heard. Dozens showed up at the roundhouse calling on lawmakers to pass a bill they say would save their practices after the bill got stalled in committee. Saturday, nearly 75 doctors showed up to support a bill they said would keep doctors in the state. The law taking effect January 1st of the new year put some independently owned outpatient facilities into the same category as big hospitals. Physicians of the independent facilities say it'll make it nearly impossible for them to get medical malpractice insurance, leaving them underinsured and at risk of costly lawsuits. While the Lee County Board of Registration met to clean up voter registration rolls, New Mexico State Legislature took up bills designed to pad those same rolls. According to Lee County Clerk Keith Maines, the board approved purging over 1,900 names out of the 37,000 registered voters in the county. It followed a process that began in August of 2020. In the odd number of years, the county commission appoints a board of registration normally as recommended by county clerk. The board decides the people who are eligible to be purged. Maines explained in August of 2020, New Mexico Secretary of State compared the voter files to the change of addresses at the post office and mailed the notice to all those people who had different addresses than on their voter registration. An ironic twist: after a Lovington man arrested after he called dispatch, there was an emergency, he said, and when police located him, he led them on a high-speed chase. 41-year-old Francisco Vasquez Martinez charged with aggravated fleeing a law enforcement officer, aggravated DWI, reckless driving. LPD officers responded to the 900 block of West Avenue D in reference to Vasquez Martinez, who contacted Lee County Communication Authority about an emergency. Dispatch told police the reporting person said he was in a blue Charger heading east. Officers located the car, later identified as being driven by Vasquez Martinez in the area of South 5th Street and West D Avenue. They continue to investigate. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.